Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh my God, this guy's gonna swing on Jim. He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other.
No, nobody who Jim is going to try and set me up with is acceptable. I'm sorry.
Hold on, though. No. I'm too old for you?
36? 10 years my elder? Yes.
What? Bro, I thought we were boys. Now I feel like you're older, uncles.
You're over here with me as the old guy, not with the young folks.
I thought we said don't hurt Matt's feelings today. I'm still an elite athlete, damn it.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is hour number two of Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. The Mountain Blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the Everlight Solar Studio. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's the Carbon Stock and Text Line. List is more. And you can watch us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Matt doing his ham cam. You can sponsor that by calling in 844-770-3776.
You can sponsor it by calling us?
Why not? Isn't that part? If it's an app, like, people listen. People like us.
Yeah.
Advertising partners are out there.
You want to be a part of the ham cam?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Like me.
Canopy Wealth Management is an independent fee-based firm specializing in customized investment portfolio management, tax-aware wealth planning, and personalized client service. They're local professionals. Their team brings over 90 years of collective experience. So contact them today at canopy-wealth.com to get started. Started with them. That's canopy-wealth.com. She's Molly Brown. I'm Jim Rutledge. Primetime Wars shine behind the glass. If you missed some, most of today's show was the Evan Cohen show with Jim, Matt, and Molly, which was fantastic.
Spitting gems.
What?
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Right, you really are, because nobody knows what the hell you're talking about because you're referencing something from our text chain. So go ahead and explain it.
Well, okay, I thought it was self-explanatory. But
no, it's not. I barely understand it. I'm on the show.
Is our initials. That's when you set them up, you can spell gems with a J. And
how would that be self-explanatory for anyone other than you?
Oh, because a lot of people think like me.
But why would they think gem is spelled with a J?
Because Jim's here.
Yeah. Oh.
And we were talking about Evan. So like, if they use context clues, they could have figured it out.
It really is a beautiful mind, guys.
Oh, I was like, wait, where does the S come from then?
Two M's. Plural.
Okay.
So what I think of is Gem and the Holograms, which was a cartoon that I grew up with.
I think of Uncut Gems of Adam Sandler.
Uncut Gems. Have you not seen that?
Is that the dumb girl?
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I apologize. I shouldn't have called her that. But what's her name?
I don't remember.
Can't stand her.
But the way he is using gems, it was J-E-M-S, like gems, gem in the band, like it was spelled incorrectly. Uncut Gems is spelled properly.
Yeah.
Uncut Gems.
Can you make that a drop?
Were you aware that that's how you spelled gems? Or
100%.
Okay.
It still sounded right. I was like, this is good. When Evan's on the show, we're spinning gems.
Referencing with no context.
So every other Thursday,
Evan
is going
to
be gems.
I told it to Evan, and he liked it.
He felt obligated to laugh.
Off the air,
yeah, so perfect, yeah.
He had to give you like a pity laugh. Like
that was not a pity laugh. He appreciated it.
I will say, guys, Evan Cohen actually chimed me in on the personal talking text line, reminding me that it was Julia Fox the one who said Uncut Gems in the movie Uncut Gems. It's a big movie guy, Evan Cohen, obviously.
Not as big as you with your podcast.
Yeah. Real issues.
He didn't beat me to it, so he might be a bigger movie guy off of this.
You're normally on point. You're a little bit of a struggle bus today with you.
Well, okay, today a lot's been happening. A lot's
you're
been
playing
happening.
Bortles. I bet my life he smoked cigarettes.
Okay,
he did
look,
chew.
I was right about the nicotine. At the very least, both have nicotine.
Yeah, you're right. That is true.
Yeah, but he's like now the poster boy for like the Zins and that kind of stuff. So good for him. Good for Bortle.
All right, let's play Molly's game.
Hi.
A lot going on.
I am looking for Molly. I've been searching everywhere and I can't seem to find Molly. Molly.
This is Molly's game, hosted by America's favorite bookie, Molly Brown.
So, guys, I'm starting to think that we need to come up with some fun bets, like, every time that we do Molly's game. So maybe for, like, a longer period of time.
Okay.
I don't know what that would be, though, because I think that this one of Ryan going on a date, a blind date, with somebody that we all chose, well, Matt chose, Matt's wife chose.
Yeah.
It's really fun. So I think we should figure out more ways to do that. So I'm open to any and all brainstorming there. But going into this week, we're just going to focus solely on the Green Bay Packers taking on the Minnesota Vikings, because I'm very interested in this game. So it's going to be just straight predictions today. So first up, passing yards for Jordan Love. What will he have, Jim?
So let's see here.
Let's play Price is Right rules, Ryan. Okay.
Okay.
So if you go over, you lose the closest. Oh, wow.
Appreciate you.
So the Vikings defense has kind of kicked everyone's ass as far as quarterbacks, and none of these quarterbacks have had great games because Brian Flores is still an elite defensive coordinator, even if the offense is stumbling a little bit. So I'm going to say 204 yards.
And 204.
Yep.
Okay.
What did you think he said?
I just, 240?
Literally doesn't sound the same.
They're close.
At all. Okay.
Matt? I'm going to go over that. I'll say 233.
Ryan.
Can you say the number again? Like the over-under number?
I didn't say an over-under number. Just going. I just said straight prediction. Going.
That's right. Price
what
is
do
right.
you actually think he's going to get?
Which quarterback was it again? I'm sorry. I'm trying to navigate a lot
of stuff. He's in a different space
Seriously,
right now.
To be fair, we've made his life horrible.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing right now.
Jordan Love, it's four. I'm
Jordan
sorry.
Love against the Vikings, man. I will put it at 235 yards.
It's just getting prices right. I don't think
he heard you though.
I heard him say around 230. And, okay. But Matt's on the right number. That's a good pick.
All right, fair.
Okay. I hate Price is Right rules.
I do too.
All right, guys. The next one here, passing yards for JJ McCarthy. If you have other suggestions and you don't want to play Price is Right rules, then I am all ears.
Closest. Period. If you go, if Jim guessed 205,
or
three.
Like Price is Right rules. Like, this is
so
how
you're
the
saying if you guess 203, we all lose because that's 1 yard lower than the lowest and nobody gets a point. And you were yard off.
We're taking this way too seriously. We haven't even figured out a bet, so
you can get boxed out on one side. I got boxed out by Ryan. I only have a 2-point window to win.
So you want to go last? You want to go last?
You very enjoyably have boxed people out in the past. It's just right now you've been boxed out and you're mad about it.
No, I've always had a beef for prices.
But you excitedly box people out when you have the opportunity.
Yes, he does.
That's how you play the game, but it's dumb. It's a dumb game.
All right, Ryan, we'll go to you first. Passing yards for J.J. McCarthy. What do you think he's going to get?
Which quarterback? Oh, sorry. J.J. McCarthy.
Malik Willis.
Yeah,
at this point in time.
This is so tough because I know J.J. McCarthy's been bad, but, like, the Packers' corners against Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Mm-hmm. Hockey. Like, they just need to catch the ball in the flat, and they're going to... I'm going to say... 225. It's going to be right neck and neck with Jordan.
That's funny.
Love.
That's the exact number I had in my head. So.
Sure you did.
230.
Okay. Matt, can you box him out? What do you want to do here?
Part of me wants to do 231 and laugh at him. But no, I'm going to go with my original gut and say 207.
Alrighty. Next one here. Receiving yards for Justin Jefferson. Matt, you go first.
207. No. We're going to keep him under 100. 92.
Jim?
88. That's the number I was going to go with anyway, so.
Yeah, I'll say 98.
All right, and last one here. Final score prediction. Jimmy first.
Do we know the spread off the top of our heads?
It's been 6.5 all week.
Okay, so I just like to use it as a context here. So I'm going to say the Packers win 20-14.
Total points is projected at 41, for what it's worth. What'd you say? 20 to 14?
Yep. The Vikings defense is legitimately good.
It's very good, yeah. Packers defense good, too.
True.
Sometimes.
Most of the time. But yeah, sometimes. I will say it is 24 to 20. Packers.
Did you say who wins?
Yeah, Packers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Matt?
I'll go 27-20. Packers.
You guys all have a lot of faith in them.
I do.
Vikings are, J.J. McCarthy is pretty horrible.
Yes.
Evan said, like,
but
I think
the Packers
J.J. McCarthy
have almost lost to multiple backup quarterbacks this season. So, I mean, the backup quarterbacks that, that they've played against, I think, are probably better than J.J.
Well, the thing with J.J. is that, like, he has some throws. You're like, oh, this guy's got it.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me a lot early on of, like, Mitch Trubisky, where there was games where Mitch would have a great game and then be a disaster. And there's certain parts of the field that Mitch just couldn't throw to. And once they were scouted better, it just got worse and worse for him. But he was a game, and every once in a while, he could just pop off. He had, like, the physical talent to do it. It just, you didn't know what game it was going to be. So that's where J.J. is dangerous. He has the receivers, and the Packers' cornerbacks are trash. So,
yeah,
it does work.
There's only one sportsbook you can call the best in the Midwest. It's Potawatomi Sportsbook. Catch every game this season. Potawatomi Sportsbook will be open and ready for play. Potawatomi Sportsbook, bet above the rest. This is Jim, Matt, Molly.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Also, just to do show policy, got to get Jim, Matt, and Molly tattooed on your buttocks if you're going to host the show. So.
If you're going to host or produce.
You guys can.
You guys are going to find a new producer. I'm sorry, guys.
Fuck it, Matt. Good content.
I'll probably find Matt, a spot. I can find a spot for it. Yeah. JMM somewhere.
Big dumper.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me.
Jim at Molly continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and the famous Matt Hamilton. Primetime Warshine behind the glass.
Yeah,
go,
baby.
Go be a winner. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That's where winners go. Millions of dollars are won every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. We're going to have Ryan decide a little debate here as we start throwing stones.
One, two, three,
Some takes are cooler than others.
You know this kid is as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Some opinions are just cooler than the rest.
That was cooler than being cool. Ice cold.
And if you keep it chill, then it's a cold take.
Chill out.
I'm chill. I'm chill as a cucumber, man.
I'm always the coldest.
This is Throwing Stones, presented by Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's chillest Kia dealership.
All right, so debate.
Yeah, so Matt, we all can agree that Matt has a tendency to humble brag slash brag, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it humble, usually.
They both do. That is the
problem.
Well,
No. Matt likes to humble brag. Jim likes to give himself credit whenever and wherever possible.
Yes.
Which is a little different, I would say.
Yes.
But okay. Describe the conversation that you just had with Matt there.
So we were just talking about Wicked, and we were just saying, like, oh, yeah, like, Ariana Grande, whatever. And then Matt was like, oh, I met Ariana Grande. And I was like, when did you meet Ariana Grande? And he said, I don't know, what year? 2018?
No, 2022.
Okay. And he said, because he was on The Voice.
When I was on The Voice.
What?
So I rolled my eyes. What? And then he says, oh, because we taught Blake Shelton how to curl. And then we played guitars after. Or whatever. I don't even know what you said.
Well, and then they brought us out to, like, make him an honorary team member. We brought him a jersey, and we were on like, The Voice.
So, I am curious to ask Matt, though. Feel free to humble brag here, or just brag. Who is the coolest person that you've ever taught how to curl? Because you've done it with Jason Kelsey now. You've done it with Jared Allen when he first started. You did it with Blake Shelton, apparently.
I love that you asked that question because this is the thing. We give Matt so many opportunities to brag. We did it with in front of Evan. We did
sure
it today,
did.
Right? So, like, he doesn't need to come up with the shoehorned ways into brag as well because we give him the floor
Finds
to brag.
Oh, now are you being nice to him?
No, but we do give him the floor.
Jim, did you want to say what you said to
him?
No,
I want him to answer the question and still get his flowers. Go.
Okay. I think one of the coolest ones probably... Are you saying the coolest one or the one that was, like, the biggest name?
I would say who
both.
You thought was the coolest. And okay, give us both, yeah.
I mean, the biggest name, especially right now, is probably, you know, Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, right? Given right now, for sure.
At this point.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the coolest was, ironically enough, Dierks Bentley. It was just very casual. Like, I think he actually runs his own Instagram. He had reached out about... saying he was coming into Duluth and he thought I was from Duluth.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I love to have you at the show. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can make something like that happen.
Yep.
We went curling. He showed up with his own curling broom that he was given on his tour in Canada. And yeah, we like played like a little mini scrimmage. And like that was probably the coolest because it just felt like I was meeting up with a buddy at a curling club and we were going to play a little one-on-one.
Yes.
And then his band came and then we, you know, Chris Pies came and we split up teams. Yeah. And
your buddy Dirk Spangler.
And then I got a chug of Coors Light on stage.
Yes.
At the Dirk Spangler show. It was awesome.
Oh my
God. When Matt did his brag, though, what was your response to it?
She rolled her eyes.
I think I rolled my eyes, yeah. That's usually my normal response to Matt.
Right.
Yeah.
And was I aggressive coming back, Matt? Yeah. But
yeah, you were.
Right.
Well, what did you say? What was the aggressive thing you said?
I said, don't worry now, Molly. He has no reason to be on these shows anymore.
And I said, that is so mean. Why are you being so mean to him? You're just jealous.
That is super mean.
I guess I would say like this. I'm jealous because obviously Matt has, I'm not like jealous of Matt, like, oh, I hate what Matt can do. But obviously Matt's got an opportunity to do a lot of really cool things, if that makes sense.
Like
I'm not
ESPs.
like the
what about Good Morning America?
Why don't you
the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
We don't have a lot of time
Which
left.
Time?
So just, why don't you just, let's just list the things that you've done, Matt Hamilton.
Oh, there's just so many. I can't even remember them all. If you guys keep talking, though, I'll find a way to shoehorn them in.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't you say curl them in or something like that? Sweep them in there? Come on.
Yeah.
Be a little more creative. At least if you're going to give yourself
slide it in?
If you're gonna, yeah, there you go.
No,
slide it in.
Don't say that one. We don't need to say that one.
That's what curlers do.
No, but we don't need to say that one.
True.
Could be, yes. So, with Jimmy Fallon, what late night shows have you been on?
Just Fallon twice.
Oh. Not good enough for Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
Because it's like an Olympic thing.
Yeah.
It's probably.
So it was NBC.
Gotcha. Any other talk shows?
We did some a morning show, but that was just like standing outside and waving. The Today Show, maybe?
Oh, an NBC show again.
Yeah, it was all NBC stuff because it was Olympic. Adjacent.
Yeah. Just all just baked in to promote the Olympics.
Yeah.
Never once mentioned ESPN Madison, by the way.
No.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple cool cameos in the show.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I do, still.
Oh, you got a Madison Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame award, actually. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, music's over.
Spend your Matt and Molly, present my Coors Light.
See ya.